You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. It's Elizabeth Powell of Tech Trend Investments.
And this is Joseph Grassa with Tech Trend Investments. Hope everybody had an amazing, amazing, amazing weekend. It was a long weekend for everybody in the U.S. and in Canada as well.
Holiday weekend. Every day feels the same.
And when you're working 24/7, every day feels the same. So
it is the same, right?
Wasn't any different.
Happy holiday.
But big weekend. Hope everyone spent some time with family, friends, got some time off and relaxed a little bit. I know this week is a big week. Everyone's going back to school. If you're going to like high school, you have kids going to high school, it's a big week. And then everyone's going back to college. University and college. Yep. It's a big day. It's a big day, big week, and a lot of things are happening as well. Like on the sidelines today, especially. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after a holiday weekend, so we always anticipate last Thursday, Friday, that the markets can go either way. It's also the beginning of a month. So, and then it's the end of one of the quarters. The end of this month will be end of the quarter. So, and then the pressure of coming in. So last Thursday, Friday, I was getting a little hesitant on the market going into a holiday weekend.
Yeah, like you said, the market repeats itself, and we reiterate that a lot. And if you're listening to us and you have been listening to us, none of this should have fazed you, right? So,
right,
it's the trend. It's end of a quarter. There's going to be a lot of fluctuations that happen right about now, and literally right now as well. So, a lot of things have happened, and a lot of things are continuing to happen. Soon enough, I think we're going to be living in a metaverse at this rate, to be honest, but.
Well, I mean, the market's fluctuating, so it's good opportunity, right? When there's a dip in the market, it's a good buying. It's like having everything on sale. And then when it becomes robust again, you have a healthy portfolio, but don't let emotions get in the way. Keep a calm head. If you use more logic than react to everything that happens, your portfolio will be strong. And you always look on the outcome of, you know, annual or 5-year or 10-year or 20-year, like everything, the fluctuations, it just gives you a better opportunity to get things at a discount when we have drops in the market. And it's usually emotion that sparks it. So if you're keeping an even keel on it and you're dollar cost averaging is taking it when it's a low or a high, and you're purchasing it different increments throughout the year on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, and then they average out. So like on my ETH portfolio, I think I'm in an average right now at 24.26 on my new round of ETH that I've been buying into. So like if you're dollar cost averaging and you're buying when the dips are down, you're getting stuff at a discount. And then when it becomes robust again, it comes back up. Same thing with the stock market. If you don't let emotions get in the way, you're better off. Like look at long-term plans, look at long-term charts, look at where you want to exit out. If you're holding a portfolio for long-term, little fluctuations in the market don't affect it. It just gives you a better discount, a better rate to get into.
Exactly. Not panicking. If you're panic selling and you're watching the charts 24/7, even if you're just watching the charts and look at them, it's down today, you can just take a step back. Like the best thing to do is to take a step back and like, okay, it's just temporary, right? It's always perspective, and in the moment, in the heat of things, you're always going to react differently, and you're always going to react very rash with it. And I think everybody's subject to this, myself included, getting sucked into
emotion, right?
Exactly, it's emotion. As humans, we're emotional beings, so sometimes it'll get the best of us, right? So just managing that and understanding, okay, I have a plan and I'm going to stick to that plan, right?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, so if you go to the gym or you start a workout program and you weigh yourself on the scale every single day, you're not going to see progress. One day you may be up 5 pounds, and one day you may be down 3 pounds, and the next day you're up 4 pounds. So it's the same thing if you're like constantly hovering over your portfolio and watching it by the minute or day to day, then you're not going to see the progress. Like if you go to the gym all the time, you won't see the progress in day one. You won't see the progress in day seven. It usually takes about 4 to 6 weeks before you see results. And then other people start to see results too. Same thing when you're going into investing or a portfolio, we always say to invest small and then paper trade, practice it out, and then not get emotions in the way. Look at back tests and historicals. Look out to how long you're going to hold something, and then trade it that way. And then when you're entering into our trades, we always enter like 10 bucks, right? Coffee money. So one day you don't get coffee. The next day you do get coffee. So
and then one day you pay for a whole year's worth or a lifetime's worth of coffee.
Right. But yeah, but fun things too. So it was a holiday weekend. So, and then everyone's going back. It's becoming fall, which means the weather is going to change. I'm still in Florida. I'm here for the launches. I'm here for the space launches at Cape Canaveral's Kennedy Space Center. We have one tomorrow morning. I think it's at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The launch that was supposed to happen last week didn't end up happening. It was postponed and delayed again because, again, it's civilians going back into space. And we haven't had, quote unquote, civilians go back into space since, I think, the Challenger. So there's another launch if y'all want to watch. You can watch it on NASA or on SpaceX. They do live launches. So if you're not in the area and you want to watch a live launch, you can go on there and watch it. The window starts at 8:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. September 4th, the Falcon 9 Starlink is going to launch. So it's also a beautiful launch to watch. And then going to try and do Polaris Dawn again, which is the civilians going into space. And that's going to be at 3:38 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night. Well, actually Thursday morning. So if you want to see if that one goes, they've had delays on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 delays on it already. So
oh my
maybe
gosh.
8th is a charm. Yeah, they've been trying to launch since December 2022. Then they tried it in March 23, April 24, summer 2024, August 26th, 27th, and the 28th they try to launch. So they're going to launch again tomorrow at 3:38 a.m. They're looking for weather. We had good weather today. It was raining the last couple of days. So like weather takes part of it, and then also making sure that everything's secure and they get a go and then all the systems check okay. So in California time, if you're on West Coast, it's going to be at 12:38 is going to be the start of the launch period. But they'll do a countdown 2 hours before. So you can go on like at 10:30 Pacific Standard Time and then see if the launch is going to go or not. That way you don't have to stay awake all night and morning. But if it's a go, then they'll do a countdown for it all the way down to the 2 minute count. And then sometimes they can scrub, even like at 30 seconds, they can scrub it and then they'll like re-postpone it to another time. But if it does launch, the window starts at 3:38, but usually about 2 to 4 hours ahead of time, they say based on weather or based on certain things, if it's a go or not, and then you don't have to wait. But if it is a go, they'll start doing a countdown. So it's Thursday morning or Wednesday night to Thursday morning at 3:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so 12:38 Pacific. But they're beautiful to watch, and it's a bigger rocket, so it'll make a lot more noise. You'll see it in the sky if you're out in Florida. You'll probably see it in the sky. And then I'm staying coastal, so I can see it pretty much from my patio, which is wonderful. Or I can go over to the secret spots and watch it launch across, or even go to Cape Canaveral and go into Kennedy and go watch it live. But it's scrapped 8 times. So I may show up and be at the space station and it won't go. I have to come back. So we're going to see what happens.
You know,
but they're fun.
I the one thing I wouldn't enjoy is waking up or staying awake all night, getting there and just being there. 3:30 rolls around. Okay, 5, 4, 3. Oh, shoot! It got scrubbed. Oh man,
that's what it happened the last time I was out here in June. It got scrubbed. I went out and we were all waiting for it. It had the 2 minute countdown. Went down to 30 seconds and it got scrubbed.
Oh yeah. My gosh!
But that's, I mean, like a 3:38 scrub is kind of painful because you woke up in the middle of the night. But yeah. A 9 a.m. isn't that bad because everyone's awake and everyone's like out there to watch it. So it's fun. But we'll see. Yeah. You can watch it live on YouTube, on NASA. You can watch it live on SpaceX too. So there's lots of sources to go see it. They're fun.
I think everyone's going to be able to feel it or see it. You'll be able to feel. You'll know.
Yeah, you can hear the rumble. Like a couple of launches had happened while I was here, and I could feel the rumble. So I'm like, oh, there must be another launch. But there's a website too. It's called spaceflightnow.com. And if you want to see all the launches that are going on, it gives you up to date on the launches. So it's spaceflightnow.com. But yeah, so that's fun. But a lot of other exciting things have been happening, right?
A lot of other exciting things have been occurring. One thing that I've been seeing some rumbles around is Apple potentially adding Bitcoin payments on Apple Pay with the new iOS update.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Is super, super, super cool. And like, I personally thought Apple would have been the last company to introduce cryptocurrencies into their structure. Because of all of their, they take a lot of fees on their Apple Market or their App Store, especially with apps or anything that decides to go through Apple, they take a lot of fees. So that's one thing I'm super curious about and how they're going to implement it. But definitely something that will bring cryptocurrencies to a very global market and mainstream it.
Well, they're trying to capture that market, right? Be the one of the first ones to do it. So if they have it on Apple Pay, they're putting it on Apple Pay. That's what you read, right?
Yes, Apple Pay.
Okay, so Apple Pay. So yes, but they're only doing Bitcoin at first, and hopefully they bring all the other cryptos onto it also. Because you can be at the store and then you're on your Wi-Fi and you need to transfer crypto into your regular and cash it out right before you go to pay, and then you pay it in USD or whatever your currency is. If you just could do it directly with crypto, it would be amazing.
That'd be life changing for a lot of people. In terms of security, it's super, super good in my a completely biased opinion.
Yeah, but it's opening a lot of potential and a lot of opportunities if that happens too, which means that crypto will probably rally because it's creating a demand, right? Yep. And then other people are going to start using it. And it's opening it up because of the ETFs on BTC and on ETH. And so it's giving a lot more opportunities and a lot more ways to utilize it. You know, it's basically a currency. That's what it is. It's a different form of currency. So it fluctuates a lot more than the other ones do, but it also has a higher potential. You know, like if you're trading the yen or you're trading euros, that's a currency too, but the fluctuation's not as great. It's a slower moving. So it's a form of currency. So there's a lot of opportunities, which means more doors will open up and more opportunities in crypto will start happening. So it's something to look into if you're still new to it. You can go back to our past episodes and learn how to trade and learn how to start a wallet and how to just paper trade and watch the fluctuations or only invest $10 and watch what your $10 does, how it fluctuates in the market, and then get a practice on it and see what it does. And of course, this is all not financial advice. Do your own research. This is educational purposes only, but learn as much as you can. Like, look for as many sources as you can. Watch YouTube videos, watch trading channels, go on to Binance or onto Coinbase. They have educational information too, and they teach you about crypto. They even do these things, I don't know if they still do it, but you can take these little tiny classes in. They give you like little quizzes. They'll give you information on a token or on an altcoin, and they'll tell you about the altcoin. They'll tell you what it does, and then you read it and you answer a question after each one. And then they give you like a dollar or two for free of that altcoin. So it like teaches you how to get into crypto and gives you information, and it also gives you free crypto, which is amazing. So you can get like $5 or $10 a week on different altcoins.
Who can complain with that?
It's another source. So they're
paying people to get educated, right? That's
right.
It's a form of incentive for cryptocurrency.
Right, but it also exposes you to different altcoins and see what they're all doing, because some are finance coins, some are gaming coins, some are, they're all different types of coins. So it gives you exposure and information about different things. And then you can try it out and it's free. You get like free ones. So you see a dollar and you can watch that free dollar fluctuate, go up to $1.20 and down to 90 cents, up to $2. So you can watch how that works too. And then you're not investing any money whatsoever and you're trying it out for free. And you have currency in your wallet.
Love that. So you see, like, one thing that cryptocurrency and the issue that a lot of people have is that entry, right? And then this, now it's more and more doors are opening for people to get in. And even mainstream companies are starting to utilize the blockchain, right? There's some funny ones that have been happening, and we've seen a lot of bigger,
wait,
bigger
yeah,
companies.
Say that one.
Oh, I've got to mention it, but let me lead into it first. But we've seen a lot of businesses start to incorporate blockchain technology or start utilizing cryptocurrencies to help facilitate their business operations or through investing opportunities, especially with the ETF opening up. Mm-hmm. But a more recent one.
Right.
Toyota announced that they're most likely to adopt the Ethereum and use the blockchain in its vehicles. So we're going to have Ethereum cars?
Right. I'm curious how that's going to play out. That's very interesting. I mean, I love that they're trying to be cutting edge and capture that market. But I'm curious how you use blockchain in a car.
Maybe like gas payments and all that stuff you can pay, like,
well, I mean, that's a potential that could be possible.
And I like what you said in the contract, like when you go and buy the car, you get like a digitalized ownership of the vehicle as well. So if you're selling it,
that could be a potential. That way it would track it and keep it around, and so you wouldn't have to access the records. It would all be on the blockchain. That's a potential. I mean, we always tend to discuss ideas of new opportunities and new business ideas that don't exist yet that may come about.
and some of them do.
Right. But there's like, there's a lot of different things. So if they were smart, they would probably want to bring on consultants that are heavily in crypto and have been trading and know how smart contracts work and launch contracts to help them out. And then also write the right lingo when they're doing their marketing campaign so that the people that are in crypto know what they're talking about. But yeah, it's interesting. I'm glad that they're trying to be cutting edge. That's kind of fun.
Me as a young gun, I want to see a digitalized Toyota Supra in my wallet, in my crypto wallet, so that I know.
The car with the wallet.
Oh my, that would be cool if you tapped your phone, attached your wallet, so you had to log into your wallet first, and then tap your phone on the door.
Yeah,
and it unlocks that. That's another, like, there's a lot of opportunities and a lot of things that you can technically do with it, because these wallets are locked.
There's potential, right?
And no one can really access your wallet unless you're doing and clicking links and stuff. And obviously there's a lot of security things that you have to pay attention to when you enter into cryptocurrency, not clicking on links and so on and so forth.
Yeah, don't click on links. That's really important. Yeah, we want to remind everybody, because if you're new to it, you tend to do this. You think that people will take advantage of people that are new into crypto. And if you ever have a wallet, make sure that you're not clicking on any links where they're able to access your wallet by clicking on the link. Don't click on any random links. It's just the same thing like when they had those email scams, like they say don't open up PDFs and don't click on links in emails that you don't know about. Same thing if you get this wonderful quote unquote opportunity in crypto and they tell you to click on a link, do not do it. Do not click on links.
Download stuff.
It's kind of like the prince of those emails that used to come out, the prince who says he has $1 billion, if you just send him a $5,000 cashier check or something, Yeah, don't click on links. So they always try and find some weird things to do for people that are new, and this is another one. Do not click on any links that's quote-unquote affiliated that you get random stuff about crypto, especially if it sounds too good to be true. It probably is too good to be true. So
most of the time, but, yeah, 100%. But
yeah, so we don't click on any links at all, and we make sure that our wallets are not anywhere near any links. We don't let any links go into our chats. So, yeah.
Just be exactly. Careful. And now we have new AI bot technologies or AI technologies. And I think we'll touch on the term in specific AI bots in a little bit.
Right.
But, AI technologies that can help assist you and help you keep a safer wallet and also guide you. And if you have any questions, there's chatbots now, and I know we have one that answers questions. If you have questions, it helps you answer questions. Should I click?
We have about six of them in our chat now. Six, I think.
Oh, six. Racking them up. It feels like every week there's a new bot that we have in our chat developed.
We wanted to clarify because I've noticed this. So when you're deep in it and you're producing all this technology, use the slang that everybody understands what it means, but I know that there was like a bad rap about quote unquote a bot, you know, like what bots used to be. Bots used to be like those ones that you would call up on a store, and you would get press one for this, press two for that, press three for this, or you would get a random phone call of a telemarketer that was a quote unquote bot. Like technology is so different now comparatively to how that used to be, and that old technology of like the quote unquote spam bots. Now we call them bots, but they're more, I don't know how, like they're more advanced AI is what it is, but it's a slang term that's called a bot. So we have ones that communicate and answer questions and have personalities and have voices of, like there's a one that's the personality of me and uses my voice and answers questions about my background and my history and all the knowledge that I have, plus what knowledge is out there, because it's able to access every single thing that exists on the web or that exists within AI. And so it's able to access that information within milliseconds and come back with an answer. But instead of coming back monotone and being boring, it comes back with quick answers and banter. It comes back with a personality as if you're talking to a friend versus talking to a logical drone bot that just gives, you know, black or white answers. It comes back with fun banter and fun information, and it makes it interesting on the info that you're trying to gather.
I am a robot, basically. That's like the old bot style,
not that
right?
Way anymore.
No, it's right. Not like that anymore. See, bots can now express emotions, AI bots.
Right.
The term has evolved significantly. Yes, you'll still run into a couple that of like these smaller companies or exactly right. that'll have the old style of quote unquote bot, which in my opinion should be updated. And they probably will be updated very soon as
we have to call another name. We have to think of another name than a bot. Maybe we'll create a new term instead of a bot, because they're the ones also that find the best price on travel, that find arbitrage on a buy and a sell in an asset, like finds the lowest entry. So there's ones that if you buy it from one website, so say you buy, I don't know, gold, and you buy gold from a website, like a piece of jewelry that's $100 on one website, and the other website is selling for $1,000. You found arbitrage. You found a difference of the price. You got it at a lower price, like at a wholesale price, and you're able to sell it at a higher price on the other website. Well, these quote unquote like bots, they're not really bots. They're AI intelligence that finds this information and scans all the information and then brings it back to you. Are able to do that. That's the same thing what it does with the airfare that I've created. That one's been built out since last July, but the algo has been built out for 6 years. So it does the same thing, but it does it within milliseconds. So instead of doing lots of research and trying to find it. It scans everything for you and finds it for you. And then we have the trading bots that do that with meme coins on ETH and on Base. It finds the lowest entry and the highest potential returns potentially on gains, and then scans that information and gives you all the data and all the analytics within milliseconds, so you're not doing tons of research for weeks and months. It comes to you within a millisecond. So it's more like an AI intelligence, I guess. So we have 175 AI intelligence out there.
Oh my God. Up to 175. Yeah. Woo.
Right. I have to count them all. I have quite a few. And then in our Telegram, so we've now posted on all of our past talk shows that we've done with y'all. We have a summary of all of them, so you can click on it and look at the summary and then find out what we had talked about and then find your favorite one and listen to it. Or if you're trying to get analytics or if you want to know about travel, now you know which one to listen into. But we also have links to the Telegram and to the websites now too up, so you can go and explore. If you come into our Telegram, you can see these AI intelligence that are having communications. They're sending in messages and information into our Telegram automatically now. They're also answering questions about projects or about tokens or ETH prices and the team. It's also having communications and answering questions with the personality. Like, we have a Southern Belle who's from Nashville, and she'll answer questions and talk about sweet tea and fun comfort food and give you answers that you have about any topic or anything. It's all PG rated, of course, but it'll give you information like about Elon or about what crypto is doing, or if you wanted to know about Tesla or you want to know about, you know, your favorite program or whatever, you can ask it the question. It'll answer back to you, but with a personality. Speaking of sweet tea.
Speaking of sweet tea, not my favorite at all, but you seem to get the jackpot from what I
mean. So my favorite thing when I come out to Florida are two things. I know I'm totally a tourist and all, but like, I like Publix. There's a grocery store out here called Publix, P-U-B-L-I-X. I'm giving it a plug. But they're famous for their sub sandwiches. Like, that's their famous thing. Like, everyone always talks about the great sub sandwiches that they have. And it's in the grocery store, and they make them fresh, like, in front of you. But there's just something about them. They're so good. So every single time I come out to Florida, I always have to get one. There's always a long line just to get these Publix sub sandwiches, which are amazing. So I always at least have, like, one or two while I'm out on my visit out here. But the other thing I love out here, and I don't drink it in California. I'll drink it in Texas, and I'll drink it out here, or, like, the two places I found, is sweet tea. And I'm not a tea drinker, but every single time, I kid you not, I come out to Florida, I got a gallon of it today. I already drank half of the gallon.
Oh, my.
I know. I may be bouncing off the walls pretty soon. And it has sugar, and I normally don't eat sugar at all. So I have caffeine and sugar in me right now, and it's 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to be bouncing off the walls and probably in Telegram all night looking for calls.
Or either you're going to be doing that, or you're just going to crash heavy, because sugar in like sweet tea and all that stuff, it's like the mix. It's got the caffeine and the sugar, right? Run up really, really, really fast, and then the sugar's going
to run down really fast, out,
and then you're just gonna like crash all the way back down.
Sounds like some stock charts. Run up really fast and run down really fast. Maybe they have a lot of sugar in them.
possibly. But you mentioned, obviously, not a paid ad or anything with Publix, but didn't they have an issue with Boar's Head meats as of recently?
Well, so it wasn't just them. I think it was all Boar's Head, and Publix like has their specialty sandwiches with Boar's Head. We don't want to cause any fear, but it was news out here a couple weeks ago or ago. Maybe it's like a month ago that it came out.
It was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't have any of the Boar's Head. Like, sometimes I've had it, but I'll just usually do the Publix one. So, but yeah, they had that. We catch all the info, don't we? And knock on wood, I've only hit one hurricane and it missed me. So that's good.
And let's pray for no more. I think
it's already September, though, so the hurricane season's about ready to end. Knock on wood. We've had good weather. Yeah, really good weather.
I hope everyone heard that. I'm knocking on wood if you're not able to. I did it for you.
Yeah. It rained the last 2 days, but like in the afternoon. It's been raining in the afternoon like at 2 or 4 o'clock. But today was all sunny, so probably the launches will go tomorrow and the next day, hopefully. But it's been good weather out here. Yeah.
I can trade weather with anybody, and that's anything above 55 right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll take it because as of right now, I'm in 55, meaning that summer is over, essentially. Aww. It's finished for me right now.
I think it's 87. It's been 87 here.
Oh, I could dream right now. I could only dream it. It's something that I think we're going to end up seeing a lot of people act on as well, because as the temperature starts falling, people's emotions start dropping, and people start to go into slumps as it starts getting colder, and now school season's back, so there's gonna be a lot of emotional people out there.
But a lot of events are happening, so I think it's gonna be a spur to the market. And everyone keeps talking about the bull coming in and having a rally on ETH and stuff. We've just been fluctuating a lot, and same thing with the stock market's been fluctuating. Whenever you're in an election year, it's a lot of unknown until it actually happens. So the market gets optimistic one day and it gets pessimistic the next day. Everything's influenced about news cycles and what comes out, and emotion comes into play. So we're going to see a lot of like range trading, I guess, you know, on stocks and range trading and crypto and range trading and meme coins, because there's a lot of unknown. Whenever there's unknown, it gets emotional and it goes up and down and up and down. But I think there's a lot of optimism, or else we wouldn't still be in it, right? There's a lot of optimism coming out, but it's not just the part about the currency, and it's not just about the part about the businesses. It's all the new technology that's coming to market that a lot of people don't know. Like, we see it all happening because we're first to market, and we see what's going on behind the scenes, and we see all this stuff being developed. But it hasn't been brought out to the public yet. Just these trickles of information that you're all starting to hear, like ETFs or Toyota, or you know, I think one of the fast food places had announced something too. So it's just these small little blurbs of people starting to become familiar with it. But that's nothing in comparison to all of the new tech that's happening that's going to be like game-changing, life-changing. But it's all for the better. It's all positive, right? If you have good influencers that are bringing it to market, you're bringing it for the betterment of everybody. That's the reason why you build new tech. You build new tech to make life better, to make life easier, to give improvements, and give you time to enjoy more with your friends, family, traveling, vacation, your leisure time, but also improve your life. And that's the goal with new technology, and we see it happening right now. We see it all coming and being built, and it's about ready to go into the mainstream and go into the public. It's just scratched the surface over there. It's just rumors over there, but it hasn't even like touched what we see is going on right now behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. And the one term I think this relates to, like, the most is in crypto, when Lambo, right? We tend to say a term, when Lambo, because everyone's expecting cryptocurrency to have a big, big, big boom. Obviously not financial advice, to run research for educational purposes only. Have to say it again because we are touching on that. But it ties in directly with that. Everyone wants to live like the dream life. They want to be everyone. I myself included. I'm not excluded from this. I want to drive a Lambo. I want to go outside and in 100-degree weather. And I know a lot of people will kind of disagree with the 100-degree weather part, but I love the heat and I can't stand the sub 60s right now. And it's getting to me. But driving a nice car, living a nice life, going on vacations, waking up and staring at a nice sunset on a beach from a balcony. It's dreamy, and it's all possible. And the tech is there to help you with it. And it's not tech like is it when somebody says, oh, look at this new tech that came out that's like it's a new bot, or it's a new ChatGPT. That tech can only take you so far. It's the people, and it's the smaller people will say that are really working hard behind the scenes, and the smaller companies that are working hard to build new tech that benefits everybody and does it in a new way, in a very innovative way that if you're not in tune with new technology that's being developed, you won't catch on to it until it's too late. It's the same thing like what happened with NVIDIA. A lot of gamers and people who were building computers for a living, they knew what was happening and they understood, hey, graphics cards and the potentials with all of the different softwares that can be implemented and utilized from these cards. It has a lot of room to grow. And as of recently, right, we saw NVIDIA go skyrocketing. Obviously, there's corrections in the market, so if it goes up and down, it's to be expected, right? But everybody, and we saw it, I think it was over the past like 6-7 months, maybe even longer, maybe up to a year, NVIDIA was on a crazy, crazy run. And that's because all of the advancements in tech, but specifically in AI tech, because AI tech was utilizing graphics cards, especially with DAL 3 and everyone generating art. It's very graphics intensive and RAM intensive and integrated CPU cores and all that stuff. It's all of it's tied to one thing, and it's tech advancement. And if you're in tune, you catch it. If you're not, you have to find out right now. And I'm not trying to scare you being like the next big things out there and you're missing it right now, because completely biased, but we're here right now. But
right. And more big things are coming.
Exactly. Right? And more big things are coming. And we're here to fill you in with that. So if you're here right now, you're not missing anything. We're here to fill you in and keep you up to date with everything new, so you are able to live that life, that amazing life that everyone wants to live, that I know, Elizabeth, you're living right now, and I continuously stay jealous, but there's so many opportunities for people to do it with, like, exactly what you're doing.
Right. Being able, like, when we create new technology, it gives freedom, it gives you opportunity, so you're able to work remotely. And so you can work anywhere in the world as long as you have Wi-Fi, which Elon's helping with the satellites and Starlink. I think there's 6,500 satellites up in space right now just on Starlink alone.
Wow.
That's a lot. It has a lot of airspace. But when there's new technology being created, it gives opportunities for building out new businesses where you don't have to have brick and mortar. You can work remotely. The only problem, though, I guarantee, is when you are working, when you own corporations and you own businesses, everybody always wants the freedom. They're like, oh, it's going to give me so much freedom and so much time. Because you have a passion for it and something that you love to do, you tend to work a lot more hours than 9 to 5.
It starts turning into a 24/7. So like right. What we said at the start, even this weekend when everyone was off and spending time with family, I think we maybe took like a 2 to 4 hour break, and that was about it.
Right. Yeah, we were working nonstop. Yeah.
So it when you find your passion, you tend to not want to stop doing it. So
I am like 100 feet from the water right now in the sand and so it gives me inspiration where I'm working. I have that image that I've been posting in chat. You know, it's like a laptop sitting at the beach. I'm like on my cell phone at the beach working. But that's okay.
I wouldn't complain. If I'm working 24/7, I want to do it from somewhere nice and remote, right? If I can if I can work 24/7 with my toes in the sand, who's to complain with that? Right. I'm not, definitely not.
Yeah, but it's fun. But it's giving a lot more opportunities, especially with AI and bringing it into businesses and new technology. And we have a release of a couple big things coming. I can't give a lot of details, of course, but it's going to provide opportunities where you will only have to focus on it like 15 to 30 minutes a day and get the kind of results that you want, because we're taking all of our history and all of our trading experience and all of our knowledge and then combining it with AI and coming up with a solution to make life easier for everybody else based on, you always want to go off of people's past experiences, past mistakes, and then have that quicker learning curve and apply it to a system and a strategy and technology that can better everybody else. And that's what we've been working on and building out. And that's coming out a new big thing that's game-changing, life-changing in the next 30 days. But you'll know about it once it gets released because we'll talk about it on here first. Just it's been being worked on for the last 12 months on the technical aspects of it, but it's a strategy system algo that's been being worked on for a lot longer than that, like 4 or 5 years. But it's something that's going to come in, like it keeps modifying and improving and updating based on new tech and new improvements and new data that comes in. And now I think I'm up to 90 million points of data based on the strategy.
90 million. So to put that into perspective, that's like entering and exiting 90 million trades. That's a lot. That's a lot. And I don't think many people, even quote unquote day traders, don't even enter into 90 million trades in their entire lifetime.
Right. And
they're like at a percent of 1% of that.
And everything's stored on the cloud and utilized with SQL for the data to come up with the formulas, but then also combined with AI. So it has the predictive models on it, and the ROIs and the data and the statistics based off of it. So that's, and there's also a bigger system that's coming out off of all of that information. So
to be touched on at a later date,
I can't talk about it yet. But it's going to be game changing, which is great. It's going to give people that opportunity to be remote wherever they are, to only work 15 to 30 minutes a day, to have that freedom and not be tied up. Just even though you have a passion and you're excited, it gives you more freedom to do all the other things that you have a passion for too. So it frees up that time. Because that's what we're always looking for. People are looking for, you know, excitement, passion, something that they want to do, something that they love, the freedom, be able to travel, be able to buy whatever they want, spend time with friends and family, and, you know, have a great life, right? That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. And as you were saying all those things, I was closing my eyes and just imagining it. Mine is more so on a beach. Just relaxing, but
I think it's because we've been working so much that we're just like, okay, my goal now is just to take a nap.
Right now, yes, it is nonstop. But when you have an opportunity to change, not even just your life, but other people's lives, it takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of hours, a lot of hard, demanding hours. To get to that point, and it's so worth it because you know at the end the result is going to the results will speak for themselves. But oh my god,
I'm just so excited for everybody else too.
Exactly.
Like my best thing is how excited I am for everyone else. Like they get to live the dream. Like I'm so excited for that part of it, which is funny. Like that's where I get my passion from. I'm like, everybody else gets to experience it. Like, I'm like, come along, do it. It's fun. So
big trip to Hawaii. Let's go.
Ready, set, go. Hawaii Air is like $100. So there you go. There's the travel hack.
I could go to Hawaii right now for $100. That's super cheap. And when you went to Hawaii, how much was it? About $100.
I got it for $100.
$100.
And then I had an ocean front in Maui, a studio with like a mini kitchen, and it was like the balcony was over the sand, over the water, and it was $800 a week for that. And then when I was in Barbados, I got the pool, ocean view, one bedroom in a resort for $250 a week. And my flights were only like $100, $200.
Oh my
God. Yeah. Jeez. So
the definition of living the dream, and it's already happening, right? And if other people can do it, why can't you? And the goal is to make sure everybody can. Everybody right. should have the same opportunity, equal opportunity, right?
Yeah, there's unlimited resources. There's lots of opportunity. Everybody can do it. Instead of taking 2 vacations a week, you know, you could do the same thing with 20 vacations a week and then work remote. Oh,
20 vacations a week? How are you doing that?
I mean,
that?
Not a week. Okay, 20 vacations a year.
Whoa, I was going to say 20 vacations a week. How many? I think your vacations
are still on the flight. Okay, well, I think I'm doing 20 vacations a week.
Yeah, you've been traveling also much to the point where it kind of feels like it's 20 vacations a week.
Yeah, I was 2 months in the Caribbean and a month in Florida now. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and everyone can do it, right? That's right. The thing. It can be me. It can be you. Even if you just get in and you're like, okay, I want my kids to experience living like this. It's for everybody. It's something that you can't replace. It's time that you can't get back. And when you spend so much time doing things, you look back. Oh, I missed out on, for example, a birthday. And then you look back and when you're in like 10 years, oh, how could I have missed this birthday? I was trading or I was working and I missed it. We want to make the goal is to create opportunities so you guys and everybody can do everything and they don't have to miss out on these valuable and these experiences, because that's looking back 5-10 years, you're going to be like, wow, why would I miss that? What was I doing? Oh, I was working. And no one wants that. They want to be there. You want to be there. And the one thing that everyone wishes they could have more of is time and right. to be young again. Right. So freeing up all that time is something that is irreplaceable.
Right. And then replace the time with things that you're passionate about, things that you love to do, and then create smart technology and AI intelligence that helps you accomplish that. And that's what we're doing, so that other people can have these kind of opportunities and not have to spend 24 hours working and pursue your passions, do what you love to do and travel and be with your friends and family and free up your time and work smart, but do the things that you're passionate about, things that you love to do that you can't wait to wake up. Like I have not set, I've set maybe 2 or 3 alarms, but I have not set my alarm in I don't know how many years. And I automatically wake up every day at either 5 a.m. or 7 a.m., no matter what time zone I'm on.
See that? I don't understand that. I need an alarm to wake up. I can't wake up on my own. At this point, it's sleep deprivation for a good cause. Oh, see, I'm even losing my speech at this point. It's getting to the point where we work so hard for everybody else, and we do our absolute best to make sure that when everything is released, it will be game changing. And it
yeah. So
will
you know, if we're in chat and we're quiet, it means that we're probably working on some new tech. And then when it gets close to the tech coming out, then we start talking about it. Yeah.
But in like, we're coming to a close, but
right.
I just want to say like the one thing that influenced me at the start to even start with this, right? Like to even mm-hmm. start working with Elizabeth and to even jump on these things was time and helping others. Right. And even these 1 hour conversations, yes, it's an hour that you're not going to get back of your life, right? You're spending it learning
and insight, right?
Exactly. Learning, educating, getting all this insight. But you're here for a reason, and you're doing something you love. This is just step one. Tuning in each week, getting more information, and finding out all this stuff, and really trying to better yourself is a step in the right direction. And right. thank you, everybody, because it means a lot to us.
Try out the new tech, go on to the past histories, look at the summary, click on the link, not just our links, no other links. Get the information on the website and the TG, come in and say hi, and then find out about the new tech that's coming out. And we'll see you all next Tuesday.
Yep, see you all next Tuesday. Thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.